sparkling eyes to the horizon and lifting the other spirits with every liberated breath. It was nothing strange to him, chasing after monsters with nothing but the sun on his cheeks and the bow on his back. He dreamt of nothing else since he was just a boy. "Were you able to find anything?" Evander finally prompted, arms folded across his chest. He, too, had been watching the shifter and the fae attack each other, but held back with his usual reserve. There had scarcely been a moment since they'd left the hollow, where he hadn't been watching the fae. Always with the same silent worry, always with his eyes flickering to the clouds. The only solace he seemed to find was his personal invitation to join the Fellowship.
"Sorry?"
Eden detached himself with a tousled grin, still clinging to the stolen apple. Fresh blood had been drawn, and the poplar had not survived the assault, but the fruit remained in his hands. The vampire stole a lingering glance before pursing his lips and trying again. "Did you find a better way down the mountain?"
"Oh, right." The fae tossed him the apple. "Yes, there's a decent path that winds along the ravine we spotted earlier. There's a stream that transects one part, but it's shallow enough to easily cross. We could reach it in a few days."
Evander stared a moment longer before looking into his hands. "Why did you give me this?" Eden's lips curved in a sly smile. "Because then I win." Kira cast a glance between them before letting out a snort of laughter. It was an unlucky fool who would dare to retrieve their prize from the hands of a vampire. From the varied looks on the faces around her, the others were coming to realize this as well. Jesse backed away with a sullen glare, while Evander froze in shock. He continued staring at the fruit, then lifted his eyes to where the fae was patching a hole they discovered in the tent, whistling ancient victory tunes under his breath. There were many sides to such a creature, and he was coming to learn them all. The cheerful warrior, the restless dreamer, the immortal guardian, determined to embrace the potential of each new day. But this new version? This mischievous prankster? The vampire was all the more besotted by him. He hesitated a moment, then joined him silently by the tent. Without seeming to think about it, he picked up the thread the fae had been holding, pulling the canvas taut. Without seeming to think about it, the fae made a space, knotting the other side. "I wanted to thank you," he said softly. Eden glanced up in surprise.
"For what?"
The vampire kept his eyes on the tent. "For what you said back at the hollow, that you wished for me to come along." His fingers stilled and his cheeks burned in the fading light. "I wish to stay, for however long you will have me." A quiet hush fell over the campsite as their eyes met across the tent. A strange series of emotions passed across the fae's face, too quickly to make any sense of them. They rose and fell one after another, like waves cresting upon a tide. In the end, he was simply blank.
"I'm glad to hear it. We could use the help."
He paced into the twilight without another word, pausing only to give Evander a friendly clap on the arm. It was for the best that he was facing, as always, towards the horizon. He never had to see the look on the vampire's face. It felt good to be getting back to normal. A suicidal mission with astronomical odds, a simple stew beside a crackling campfire. Only there was nothing normal about it. That night, something special had transpired. Seven hells! Jesse stepped out from the curtain of trees, a sprig of freshly picked rosemary in his hands. "Did you actually cook something edible?" Kira flashed him a withering look, but couldn't in good conscience disagree. The friends had spent many tenuous nights chewing what she claimed to be root vegetables. While the fae made his opinion well known, the shifter had never offered a word of complaint. "It's my own creation," she answered daintily, stirring around in the bubbling cauldron. "The working title is Kira's Wilderness Chowder, but I'm open to other suggestions." He came up behind her, pressing a kiss to her cheek. "Seriously, that smells amazing. And here I was going to smother it in this." He gave the rosemary a twirl